This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are discussing today about how Grab are piloting a 50 ringgit subscription plan. We're also discussing the 100 ringgit monthly unlimited rail and bus pass that the government are offering starting in January. We're asking you guys to give us some feedback as to whether or not you're using either of these services or plan to. Let us know, 018-789-8899. That's if you want to use WhatsApp, if you want to get us on Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. We saw that you were typing, Brendan. Please do continue your message and let us know what you were typing, because it looked like you were writing an essay, my friend. Anyway, final story of the day.
Yay!
Go on, get to it.
All right, so several works by Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer, I did have to Google that, are so fragile that experts consider an exhibition of 36 originals as not realistic. But luckily, the internet is actually being used for a good thing for once, because all 36 paintings by this artist, from The Milkmaid to The Girl with Pearl Earring, cannot be viewed worldwide and free of charge in a digital museum. I need to speak with words. It's actually an app. So it's a virtual tour in an app called Meet Vermeer. And it is the result of a collaboration of 18 museums and private collections in 7 countries. And it also uses the Google Arts and Culture online platform. And basically, what is really nice about this is that viewers can gaze at the paintings in their present museum locations, or see them in like a single kind of like fake museum, like a little virtual museum. You can look at the paintings from a computer, tablet, or smartphone as well. And the nicest thing about this is that you can actually enlarge the paintings to reveal details that would otherwise remain hidden with the naked eye. Mm-hmm. And I just found that really wholesome. Like, all these museums coming together to just put this artist's work on display for the world, because they're far too fragile to be seen basically with the naked eye. And it's just like a nice, wholesome, beautiful time of teamwork.
Is he the first artist that they've decided to do an app for, with all of his...
From what I can tell, yes, in this manner, basically. And I think it's specifically because of the nature of the fact that his work is difficult to see in real life without potentially damaging it, basically. So I think that's really nice. But the other thing that I was thinking about is that recently I was reading up about there have been a lot of interesting cases in Europe where a lot of museums have been asked to return a lot of African art and sculptures and stuff that were essentially stolen during, you know, the times of colonialism and such. And so some of them have, you know, decided to return it. Some of them have very decided not to, basically. And one museum in Belgium was just like, no, we're just going to have it up here, but just tell people that we stole it, which doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. So, you know, it just kind of got me thinking, like, it would be quite nice if all the, you know, if all the art was returned, but if they did something like this and it was still able to be viewed worldwide and still able to be viewed by the, like, people in the countries that the museums are from, it would be very nice. I don't know, just a thought.
I would like to have, like, a virtual museum just to study the art before going into, like, actual museums, because I've been into, like, actual museums. Some of them are really fun, like, the art is really nice, but I'm always afraid of speaking loudly in museums because everyone's very quiet and you think that everyone knows what they're looking at, so you're not really sure of what you can or cannot. You know what I mean? It's like if like someone's admiring something and then you're like, what if the question I ask is kind of dumb?
Mate, you need to go to the Natural History Museum in London. When there's a school kids outing there. You can talk as loud as you want.
Ask as many questions as you want.
And it's an entire day out. It's fabulous.
I think also the other thing that I love about the app is this idea of this, like, digital museum. Because, like, you can technically just, like, look at the paintings on Google. But
that's what I was going to ask.
No,
but, you know.
But, I mean, this is the enlargement of the details, I think, is a big plus point. But also, I feel like it paves the way for a lot of accessibility. You know, people who might not be able to go to a museum or who might not be able to walk for very long or stand for very long, people who maybe want like an audio description of what the painting is about, that sort of thing, they could use the app potentially if they update the app for these features. And I think that would be so lovely to be able to share art, you know, in this way. And it'd be just nice.
Also, if you use like AR, like the augmented tech. Yeah. So if you have the app for a museum and then you go to the museum and then you use the app to tell you stuff that you want to know about the painting, or, you know, show you like like augmented history lessons in front of the painting.
Yeah.
So you can just have your headphones in and then you learn about the painting without having to, you know, go home and research or, you know, look up Google or stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think this is really nice.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're pretty much at the end of the show. But thank you very much for all of your comments regarding the topic. Oh, we have another one.
Ooh. We finally have Brendan's
message.
Yeah.
Well done, Brendan.
Yeah, yay. Brendan says, one thing about the Grab 50 ringgit pass is I'm skeptical of is the actual value of the 4 ringgit discounts and Grab free food delivery. It is likely that the target market for the Grab pass are those who use Grab to travel frequently, perhaps daily to work. The price of Grab during peak periods, for example, before and after work hours, would increase to deal with the increasing demand. This often easily overtakes the 4 ringgit discounts. Furthermore, the Grab food service is rather new at this point of time. As a result, many vendors do offer free delivery already. So the question is whether the 60 ringgit is or the 50 ringgit is the true additional value gained.
Those, essentially, Brendan, are the same questions that were running through my mind this morning as I was deciding whether or not to be the guinea pig for the BizBytes team and sign up for the app. But I've signed up for it anyway. I will give feedback on, you know, what I think of the app and whether or not it is worth it. I mean, it is a pilot scheme, so of course it's like a beta of any kind of video game. Ironing out differences. So we don't know how it's going to land and whether or not it's worth the value of what they're using, what the subscription fee is now. But I'm sure we'll find out in a couple of weeks' time.
And it might be tweaked.
I'm skeptical, but, you know, there's some things you never know, right?
Yeah.
So it seems as though we're all in the kind of same boat right now. But one thing we can agree on, I think, in the studio is the 100 ringgit monthly unlimited rail pass is value for money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
But like Chris and I have the same issue with, we don't really live close enough to public transportation for it to be meaningful for us right now.
Expand the lines, y'all.
Yeah, expand the lines and just have little feeder buses as well. I don't know, you know, it's okay having these great big normal buses, but you need smaller buses
little
that
vans.
Can go into neighborhoods and things.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. For me, the only glitch or the only problem at the moment is the connectivity from my house to the station.
Right.
So if that's fixed, if there's like a bus or anything that travels to and fro or in the time that it's supposed to, then it's all okay. Then the whole ecosystem's complete.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. I think, you know what, I'm going to tell Brendan. Brendan, you've won the gift for today. All we need to do, Brendan, you need to send us via WhatsApp your email address, please, and we'll get back to you a little bit later on about what you've won. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. We have to wrap up. We'll quickly run through the stories that we covered today, of course. We did start off with that story about the Grab piloting the 50 ringgit subscription plan. And then we moved on to...
Then we spoke about how a fast food outlet in the US is using facial recognition. And we continued with how China is banning new fossil fuel car factories.
Yep, and then yes, you did. I clearly need lunch and or sleep.
Yes.
But we did talk about the very nice and wholesome time where museums worldwide have teamed up for a digital Vermeer exhibit with a little app. So that's fun.
And stick around if you want to listen to the Breakfast Grill replay. And it's with my friend Tony, or Tan Sri, Tony Fernandez, as most people might know him. Group CEO, of course, of Air Asia. It is part of the best conversations of 2018 on the Breakfast Grill, all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We're going to put Christine to bed, don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll be back same time, same place at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. Have a good afternoon, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.